Kirsten Crone.
If you've ever stepped inside a funeral home, you were undoubtedly flooded with waves of competing emotions. But the one feeling that you probably didn't experience was, hey, wouldn't this be a cool place to set a TV series? Thankfully, someone at HBO did, and hired Alan Ball to do the dirty work. In 2001, the Oscar-winning writer of American Beauty brought to life a drama about an angst-ridden family of undertakers who occasionally do their soul-searching with the deceased. 6 Feet Under mesmerizes viewers with naked emotion and naked corpses while asking big, messy questions that aren't always answered cleanly by the fourth act. Madonna proved that video could be an even quicker route to stardom than the old-fashioned rock and roll ritual of touring. To do this, she made sure never to wear the same persona twice. For Madonna's first steps down the yellow brick road to superstardom, she chose a thrift store look. Seymour Stein really had got himself a bargain. But Stein would have to write bigger and bigger checks as Madonna shrewdly ditched the street urchin look for something more glamorous. No one, not even the classic stars of Hollywood's golden age, were too glamorous for... She put the gold into the Golden Girls. The real Bee is nothing like the domineering character she's played on TV. She gave up her own happiness to make people laugh. And hers was a career that almost didn't happen. Now, with over 50 years in show business, Bea Arthur is getting the last laugh and telling her story for the first time. His secret was that he kept no secrets. Over the course of 38 years, Fred Rogers talked to his audience, assuring them that whatever is mentionable is manageable. Rogers had a master's degree in child development, a divinity degree, he was an ordained Presbyterian minister, and was an accomplished composer, puppeteer, and author. He also knew that any child's world sometimes could be a lonely and brutal neighborhood. The world is not always a kind place, he noted. That's something all children learn for themselves, whether we want them to or not. But it's something that they really need our help to understand.